turmeric, and curcumin. My neighbor has osteoarthritis and gets steroid injections in his knees twice a year from his orthopedic surgeon. Last week, he told me that his surgeon suggested that he try taking turmeric and fish oil for his joint pain to tide him over until his next injection. "What is turmeric?" he asked me. "Does it really work to help joint pain and stiffness?" Turmeric comes from the root of a perennial herb in Asia called turmeric, a member of the ginger family. It's commonly used as a spice and is the main ingredient in curry powder. One of turmeric's main constituents is curcumin, which gives curry powder its characteristic yellow color. The essential oil of turmeric is used in perfumes, as a flavoring or spice, and as a yellow food dye. Why would my neighbor's orthopedic surgeon recommend a spice for knee pain from arthritis? Turmeric is being studied for its antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. In some preliminary studies, people with joint pain from osteoarthritis have noticed relief from at least some of their symptoms. One study showed that 500 milligrams of a turmeric extract taken 3 to 4 times a day for 4 to 6 weeks showed the same relief of pain and stiffness as taking the anti-inflammatory drug ibuprofen, 400 milligrams, that's 2 tablets of the over-the-counter Motrin IB, 2 to 3 times daily, and turmeric had fewer side effects. Another small study showed that people who took turmeric regularly needed less anti-inflammatory medicines for their arthritis pain than those who didn't. But not every study showed a clear benefit. When people taking the prescription anti-inflammatory drug diclofenac for arthritis added turmeric extract, 500 milligrams, twice a day, it didn't seem to make any difference. Turmeric extract has specific anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties and may improve symptoms in people with osteoarthritis or autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and irritable bowel syndrome, and even possibly lupus. Since turmeric or curcumin has been used as a spice for thousands of years, it's perfectly safe, right? The answer to that is maybe. That's because the anti-inflammatory dose of turmeric is way higher than anything that we find in the foods that we eat. The doses of turmeric that have been found useful for joint pain are between 1 and 2 grams of turmeric extract a day. It would require between 3 and 18 teaspoonfuls of the ground-up spice to make 1 gram of turmeric. At this anti-inflammatory dose, turmeric has been shown to have an antiplatelet effect similar to aspirin or the prescription drug clopidogrel, also known as Plavix. When added to blood-thinning medicines like aspirin, Plavix, warfarin, also known as Coumadin, or the newer blood thinners Xarelto or Eliquis or Pradaxa, turmeric will increase the risk of having bruising or even bleeding. Will turmeric help you? The biggest roadblock to getting relief from your arthritic knee pain with turmeric is finding a formulation that works. For some reason, turmeric or curcumin extract is very difficult for your body to absorb in the amounts you need for relief. Finding an effective turmeric product is absolutely essential. The lack of regulation in herbal and food supplement products in the United States makes finding a turmeric product potent enough to help you a challenging job. Here are 6 final facts about turmeric and curcumin. Number 1, write it down. The best way to try turmeric or curcumin is to start a symptom diary before taking your first dose. Document your symptoms, such as joint pain or stiffness, by ranking them on a scale of 1 to 5 or 1 to 10. And be sure to record your score before and after starting the turmeric. This can help you decide whether it's really helping you or not. Number 2, be patient. Like glucosamine, another product that can help pain and stiffness, turmeric seems to take longer than just a few days for your body to respond. You should really allow 4 to 6 weeks for an adequate trial of turmeric. Number three, more is not always better. Turmeric or curcumin seems perfectly safe as long as you stay within a maximum of 2 grams per day divided into 2 to 4 doses. Number four, there is no standardized formula or formulation. Turmeric extracts of the same concentration can vary quite a lot in their effectiveness due to differences in the formulations. With minimal regulation and oversight of food supplements and herbal products in the United States, it can be hard to find an effective and reasonably priced product. Number five, look for a formula that contains black pepper with turmeric. Turmeric is not easily absorbed into our bodies, so some turmeric extracts have additional ingredients like black pepper to improve absorption. Other compounds are added to keep turmeric inside your body for as long as possible. Number six, avoid turmeric completely if you have to take a blood thinner. If you're taking a blood thinner like aspirin, clopidogrel, also known as Plavix, warfarin, also known as Coumadin or Jantoven, or any of the newer agents like Pradaxa, Xarelto, or Eliquis, you should avoid turmeric and curcumin altogether. Try glucosamine instead, which will not increase your risk of bruising or bleeding. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.